producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Wrapping up another week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Lionheart Industries, they're going to have the gigantic Black Friday / Cyber Monday sale. The sale will go on for 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I will have in my hands one of the Lionheart Industries pistols, and I'll be able to show it to you Tuesday. Thought I was going to get here tomorrow. Didn't work out. So to get here Monday, I'll be able to show it to you Tuesday. I'm going to try to take it and shoot it Monday when I get it. I'm going to try to go straight to the range. I'm going to blow about 200 rounds. I've worked, I don't know, 150, 200 rounds through it. And I'm just going to just go. I'm just going to just let it all hang out. And I'm going to shoot it all three different ways. Double action, single action, and whatever the third action is called. I can never remember. Going to be joined by Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. I know you guys are like, your eyes are crossing. You should try it simply because it makes a difference no matter what you're doing. Makes a difference if you're a guy. All right, if you're a guy, it makes a difference no matter what you're doing. In New York, you've got the Buffalo Police right now, and they've decided that they're going to, you know, when they're reading the morning paper, they're going to scan the obituaries because they're looking for an opportunity that they're going to cross-reference the obituaries with the known gun permits in Buffalo. Because, you see, they're determined to get more guns off the streets, and if a pistol permit holder has passed away, they want to find out what happened to that gun. Thank you. Double action plus. There you go. Somebody knows in the chat room. The ninjas keep you straight. I like that. They're going to scan this, cross-reference it with the... Well, if my screen would pop back up, I could tell you. They're going to cross-reference the obituaries with the pistol permits. And then they're going to go bully these families that just had a family member die. As they say, this in an effort to get more guns off the street. During a press conference last week regarding weapons brought in illegally from Pennsylvania, police officials told reporters their biggest problem with weapons and crime seems to involve guns that are stolen and burglaries from homes. Huh. If that's the biggest problem, then why do they have background checks? They feel that in some cases families are holding on to weapons even after the person who bought them originally has died. So now they're actually looking for these situations. Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda stated, "We recently started a program where we're cross-referencing all pistol permit holders with the death records, and we're sending people out to collect the guns whenever possible so they don't end up in the wrong hands. Because at times they lay out there and the family's not aware of them, and they just end up just out in the street." Does everybody understand, of course, that this is pure bovine excrement pouring forth from the mouth of the police commissioner of Buffalo? What they're hoping to accomplish is blindingly obvious. They're going to use the relative's pistol permit as a proverbial camel's nose under the tent to get at every firearm they can, hoping to remove all the firearms from the home while the family is at their most vulnerable. You've got a family still reeling from the loss of a beloved mother, father, brother, son, sister, uniformed officer, and then uniformed officers from the Buffalo Police Department showing up at their door and attempt to bully the family into surrendering their recently deceased relative's firearms, all of them, if they can. The handgun on the pistol permit is an excuse, but the officers will obviously try to convince the grieving family that they should surrender all of the other firearms belonging to the decedent as well. And some of this stuff may well be heirlooms. And, you know, they you know, it's like I said the other day, my sons, although my son, you know, I don't want to mischaracterize my sons. Well, when I pass away, my sons, at some point they will move to my gun safe. And I will be happy about that. And they will pass on to my sons, and they will continue to have life. And they will continue to have use. Because guns are durable goods. What the Buffalo Police Department is doing is heartless, and it's despicable, and it's a subterfuge because they don't want the guns, quote unquote, in the street. What exactly does that mean? But if the vast preponderance of guns are showing up that are being used in crimes or being stolen, how come? How come we have all of this clamoring for universal background checks? Because the people stealing the guns aren't going to go, you know, they're not going to steal it and then take it to the gun dealer and pay for the background checks so they can say, well, yeah, thanks, I appreciate it. Just wanted to obey the letter of the law. They're not going to be doing that. I think that's sort of a Freudian slip on his part to admit that's how most of these are showing up out there. I don't know, and if there's anybody out in Buffalo that would let me know, I don't know exactly what is the crime rate in Buffalo. I know people that live in Buffalo. Haven't heard too much about it. In the time remaining in this, I need to pass on this. I talked to Ed Peruta day before yesterday. He'll be on the show with us Monday. Talked to Ed Peruta, and Ed Peruta is the Peruta from the California case, and which has been slapped down by the Ninth Circuit, Kamala Harris. You know, forget about it. Brady campaign, forget about it. And he is encouraging everybody in San Diego County to go line up and get their permit. However, one caveat, when he shows up to get his, he would like to go to the front of the line since he's the one that, you know, put all of this stuff in motion. And it's not just going to be California. Hawaii gets dragged into this because they fall under the Ninth Circuit purview as well. So you've got two states, notoriously anti-gun, that just got elevated into the shall-issue status. And our numbers, our concealed carry numbers, are going to swell by, oh gosh, a couple of million. California will go from having 50,000 concealed carry permits, which are good all over the state. Really good permits, too, because they get the same carve-out as law enforcement, which all concealed carriers should have. We should all have that carve-out. I guess they put that in there so that the politically well-connected and the Sylvester Stallones of the world wouldn't be in trouble if they carried the gun into a school or a courthouse or something like that. But now it's open to the masses. And I got, you know, California, go get them en masse. That coming from Ed Peruta. That's pretty funny when you think about it. Kamala Harris, she didn't like it. The Brady campaign didn't like it. They descend upon it. They call for a review of the finding that had already been rendered by a judge. And well, they got slapped down for their trouble. Pretty funny stuff. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. They're going to have a Black Friday sale that is going to be astonishing. It's going to be along the lines as far as the way they reduce the prices of the flat screen TVs that everybody stampedes at Walmart. Yeah, they're LH9. regularly priced $675. On sale for 4 days, $399. That's astonishing. Plain astonishing. Now, and Tuesday I'll be able to tell you a little more about the gun, because Monday I've got a LH9C coming. That's going to be a carry gun. I'm going to carry it for a bit and run it through its paces, because I do like a little bit old school. I mean, just look over my shoulder. And but go check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. And I think now they have put the, I know some of you emailed, emailed Lionheart about this, and they said that Bill had let them know, so they put my logo up and everything else, and this is going to be a good sale, because there's going to be some very good guns bought for very good prices. Coming from the desk of Bob Owens at BearingArms.com, you know, the Moms Demand Action have been trying to bully Kroger into making it a not open carry kind of place. Open carry is very prevalent throughout the United States as far as a means of carrying. And they repeatedly have claimed, the Moms Demand have, that you don't need a gun to go shopping. if you're in the same parking lot and you're doing something other than shopping, you might need a gun. That is their constant and an entire illogical argument as they attempt to bully retail chains into passing anti-gun policies. They have adopted the tactic of trying to use social media campaigns to bully stores since they lack enough real-world support to win legislative change. In the meantime, in the interim, in the background, across the nation, the trend is actually moving towards relaxing concealed carry law, as areas where guns are allowed seem to experience significantly less crime than those areas where guns are banned. Recent analysis by the Crime Prevention Research Center, John Lott's organization, shows that a stunning 92% of mass shootings since 2009 have taken place in the very gun-free zones that Moms Demand are attempting to replicate. And in Atlanta, in Georgia, you have this Fulton County incident that underscores the failure of their philosophy. A member of a popular area choir was shot and critically injured in a robbery attempt in a grocery store parking lot, one of the locations. It was Kroger. It was a Kroger in Atlanta. Daniel McHugh, 48, of Atlanta, was a victim of a robbery attempt, according to Fulton County Police. He just walked out of the Kroger. Now, see, when you're in the Kroger, you don't need a gun. But when you get out of the Kroger, you might need a gun. Being asked if I'm going to run the M14 that's sitting behind me, I'll probably wait till Monday to run that. When I go take the, it'll just be new gun shooting day on Monday. Mr. McHugh is fighting for his life right now at Grady Memorial Hospital, leaving his friend and roommates to wonder who would shoot him for no reason. He's described as a nice, easy going guy, and if this can happen to him, if it can happen to somebody of his caliber, then it can happen to anybody. Criminals, this is stupid to keep repeating, but it bears repeating. If some gun grabber will sit out there and actually toy with the idea. Criminals aren't going to obey gun laws. They don't obey any law for the most part. So why would they obey another category of gun law that being gun law, where it inhibits their ability to do their chosen profession, which is rob people? Why would they do that? The attempt by the Moms Demand to bully retail chains into banning firearms allowed under local and state and federal law, if it were successful, would lead to an increase in crime. More nice, good people being hurt. Most of these nice, good people don't even have to carry a gun. If it's just simply known that you can carry a gun into that place, some of these criminals just don't want to roll those dice. Now, apparently, Kroger has not changed their policy, so this gentleman could have carried a gun if he wanted to. He did not. And that is a choice that he made. And I'm not going to sit back and say, there you see, because that shouldn't happen to him. It shouldn't happen to anybody. But he didn't have, when that happened, when it unfolded in front of him, he didn't have a choice. He didn't have an option. I have resolved that if somebody gets the drop on me, that if I begin to believe that it, you know, the samurai, they used to believe that if death was inevitable, to rush headlong into it, to charge. If you know that you're going to die, well, let's see what you can do on the way out. And that is something that I would adopt. If they've got the drop on me and I can get my, I'm going to try to get my weapon out. I'm going to try to get, this is why I carry the guns I carry. This is why I carry the holsters I carry. I mean, G-code holster, very easy to snatch out of and bring up to bear really quick. Not going to retain too much, just enough. They're going to keep trying to buy it, and blood of innocents will be on their hands. The blood, because of this thing that's out there, this perception is that Kroger may have changed their policy. This has happened with Target. Target never changed their policy. Target just said, we'd like to ask our customers to leave their guns at home, which Kroger has not done. But every time the moms demand action show up, they claim victory where there was nothing. Nothing changed. They claim victory on Starbucks. Nothing changed. They claim victory on Panera Bread. Nothing changed. They put out little milquetoast statements as a way to appease these very vacuous gun-grabbing people that they'll look at anything and say, this is a major victory. And they do things where a lot of people aren't paying attention. They got the universal background check thing for 2016 on the ballot in Nevada. They've gotten enough signatures on the ballot. They seem to have gotten them really quick, and they were all bust out. All of these people gathering signatures in Nevada, people of Nevada, they were from out of state. They're coming in from out of state. You got one billionaire from New York financing people from Washington State to come down to Nevada and try to buy your rights. So, come Election Day, be on the lookout for this. And they're going to continue to do this. With I-594, they have a moderate success, big, big success. And they're going to try to export that across the United States today. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Thing about Lionheart Industries is what I love about them. They're partnered up with Frog Blue, which you'll get some of if you buy a gun from them, period. And they're partnered up with G-Code. They partnered up with G-Code, and they have the excellent NCOG inside the waistband holster made for the Lionheart gun, available at Lionheart.com. Go check them out. Their Black Friday sale coming up soon. In New York, again, as part of the SAFE Act, they're about to start putting in place background checks for ammunition purchases. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. The statists sort of dragged their feet on that bit, claiming they didn't have the infrastructure for the job. But that's never, it slowed them down. It didn't stop them. Now, since they're worried about political blowback, well, the SAFE Act sort of changed the paradigm in New York in that most of New York now in the legislature is Republican. With the exception of the governorship, of course, which that's brought to you. Rob Astorino lost in part due to Chris Christie not paying any attention to it and getting out there and characterizing it as a landslide for Cuomo. Because he and Cuomo, they're like this. Now the Empire State Civilian Disarmament Corps have survived the midterms. Mandatory background checks for ammo purchases are ready to go after the hunting season is over. They haven't given any sort of a start date, but a spokeshole for the state's Information of Information Technology Services, or ITS, if you want, said the system will definitely not be in place during this fall's hunting season. They're working in tandem with state police to ensure that the database will serve as an efficient and effective background check system that minimizes inconveniences to retailers and purchasers, and it will ensure that ammunition is not purchased by criminals and the mentally ill. This is a complex system that supports many complicated business processes. Pursuant to the SAFE Act, the system will be considered complete after the Superintendent of State Police certifies that it is operational and that all business processes are functioning as required. First of all, let's talk about this, shall we? First things first. There is nothing in place, based upon what I see here, to prohibit somebody from reloading on the ammo side. As a matter of fact, they have developed an ammo that works and plays really well with 3D printed guns. I don't know where you get that. I saw an article about it. I didn't look into it too deeply. I tried to get Cody Wilson on the line to ask him if he knew about it, because I'm sure he does. But haven't heard from him either. But as far as the reloading part of it, now, does this background check extend to the components of ammo? Ammo, as it is set up, is basically four physical components. A primer, a piece of the brass casing, the powder, and the projectile. Will you have to stand for a background check for that? Will you be able to order these items online? If that's not in it, guess what? I can see a whole lot of Dillon presses going on sale right now in New York State. I can just see Dillon getting swamped and, you know, it'll be sort of like, I don't know. Right now in Washington State, gun sales are spiking because I-594 has been voted in. So I would expect to see, one, a run on ammo coming out of New York State, and two, some of the more industrious of the people of the gun of New York might get out there and start buying them some reloading presses. Because here's the thing. You can't stop gun ownership. You can try to stop gun ownership. You can make regular people into criminals for wanting to own guns, but at the end of the day, there's a group of people out there that, and I'm one of them, I understand exactly what the Second Amendment is, I understand exactly what it does, and I understand exactly what happens in this country if it goes away. Because these guys have revealed their hand. They have been so smug for so long. You know, in 1994, When Gingrich engineered to take over the House and the Senate, and he turned everything into a national referendum, one of the first things they tried to do was they tried to impose term limits. They voted for term limits. And the Democrats, because the Democrats smugly believed that after, you know, decades of controlling Congress, that they would be back in power at some point and then control it for a protracted period of time again, they said no. They said no. Everything that the Republicans have tried in the 90s, because Gingrich tried a lot of stuff in the 90s. He wasn't, you know, let's, you know, be straight up. Some of the stuff he tried I didn't like. Some of the fact that he worked so well with Clinton, I'm sort of dubious of. But at the end of the day, they tried to do some things to make Congress and legislation and lawmaking and all this other stuff, they tried to make it a part-time job with a shelf life, and the Democrats said nothing about it. You weren't having any of it. Harry Reid, when the Senate was held by the Republicans, championed the filibuster. Then, when he became the majority leader, he gutted the filibuster. And now, as they come in, if McConnell changes any of this stuff back to where it was, I hope somebody in his home state beats him half senseless. Because they're so smug and arrogant and believe they know so much and know so much better than we do that they think that they can do this in the Hall of Power, you know, Washington, D.C., and they think that they can get out there and micromanage everything that somebody that is concerned with freedom can try to get their hands on. And that's simply not true. That's simply not true. They're counting on the goodness of people by taking a law and imposing a law and saying, this is the law, you will now obey the law. And now they already have this problem in New York State. I want to see the gun registration data. How many people went out there and registered their guns in New York? It's in the single digits percentile-wise. I know that. New York State is resisting. And New York State, Albany, New York, Cuomo and company, they're trying to ignore it because if they get out there and say, well, they're resisting, state police don't want to enforce it, local police don't want to, except for in Buffalo, I guess. They don't mind enforcing it. They wait till you die and then they show up while everybody's still crying. Hey, we know that we don't really care about that. Where's the guns? Tell us where the guns are. But New York State at large, as a matter of fact, one of the things they've got going on right now is there's a movement afoot to break New York into two states, New York and New Amsterdam. You know, if you look on the map, you see Manhattan down towards the bottom on the East Coast, and everything above Manhattan, which is the majority of the state, is referred to as upstate New York. And upstate New York wants to leave that little sliver behind. So the people of New York are resisting. They're not going to get the headlines. And that's okay. I don't care if they get the headlines. I don't know if they care. But this is kabuki theater. There's no way to regulate this kind of thing. What if there's no law. I don't know if there's a law in the SAFE Act that says you can't transport ammunition across state lines. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp, the Baby Boomer back at Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
You pick up up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's one of my favorite love songs there, that one, that Marilyn Manson song. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I'll have one in my hands on Monday. The Black Friday sale is coming, and then I'm going to probably buy two more when that happens. Because of the deep discounts they've got going on, check them out at lionheartindustries.com. In Ferguson, there's an expectation they're going to drop the findings of the grand jury today regarding Darren Wilson shooting Michael Brown. Now, this is not a case of a white man shooting a black man. This is a case of a officer fighting for his life with a criminal inside his car first, and then when the officer did exactly what he was supposed to do, which is to try to apprehend him after this guy comes into his car and discharges his weapon twice inside the car, he got out of the car and tried to apprehend him. Michael Brown turned around and charged him, and he shot and killed him. That's what happened. Criminal versus police officer. Most of the time, that's the way it turns out. Out of this has come the Don't Shoot Coalition, and the Don't Shoot Coalition, some of them are people. I'll look into that. There's Randy. Thank you very much for that. Randy helping me out with some stuff. The Don't Shoot Coalition has people from Ferguson in the Don't Shoot Coalition, but they're also augmented by some professional social activists who have come from out of town to help out with this. And they're not there necessarily looking for justice for Michael Brown. They want to accelerate the quest for social justice. The Don't Shoot Coalition wants to be a powerful organization of low and moderate income people, building power in their communities. We strive to transcend divisions of class, age, and race as we envision and build the more just, sustainable world in which we would like to live. A powerful organization in a sustainable world. This coming from a Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, they have joined the Don't Shoot Coalition in this. So they're more. They want more. They believe that Missouri's position at a unique intersection of social, economic, climate, and environmental injustice. They've joined the Hands Up United Coalition that is led by our allies at Organization for Black Struggle and many other national groups. We are also locally part of the Don't Shoot Coalition. Looking aside from it, Hands Up United website lists their address as a second floor suite above a short strip shopping center. No phone number for the organization is listed at the address. The existing second floor suites house 3 healthcare related businesses and a limo service, but no Hands Up United. Their vision is that it's a means to an end to state-sponsored violence, including the excessive use of force by law enforcement. We are committed to an America that comes to terms with the trauma of its painful history and finds true reconciliation for it. Mass incarceration and the criminalization of black and brown people must forever end, leaving in its place a culture that embraces our histories and stories. That means an end to racial bias and white supremacy in all its forms. Okay. Now, one of the reasons I don't use the Windows platform as a operating system on my primary computer is that Windows is layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of stuff. They just build off of that already existing infrastructure. They never do anything fresh. Now, what you have here, what they're describing here, when they're talking about the mass black incarceration, that's a layer that is a result of all of these liberal policies that happen in all of these big cities. Because unfortunately, the unfortunate truth is that a lot of young black men commit crime. Half of all murderers in the United States are young black men. Half of all murder victims in the United States are young black men. This all happens during the intersection when they're both trying to commit their crimes. They run up on each other. They kill each other. So, there is no racial bias in this. And there is racial bias in the United States right now. In Chicago, 800 black people who meet the criteria can't get concealed carry permits. Why? There's some racial bias. Go up there and actually go after something that's real, please. This is not real. Go after something that is real. I'm not saying that there is no racial bias at all. There's no racial bias that happened in this. And having that bold of a mission, you would think they'd have a phone number, too. Now, Moore, on the other hand, has a very substantial building at 438 North Skinker Boulevard, St. Louis. They call it the World Community Center. It's big, but not that big. Looks like it's about... It looks a little bigger than my house. Their Form 990s list annual gross revenues for 3 years as $90,000, $127,000, and $333,000, respectively. The listed executive director and secretary is Jeffrey Ordower. On a September 28, 2009, a 24thstate.com article entitled "Show Me the Acorn CEO's Rolodex," they identified Ordower as the Midwest Regional Director for Acorn, based in St. Louis. The World Community Center has a Facebook page and a vision. For a long time, St. Louisans, is that really a word, have dreamed of ways to promote justice and have formed organizations to pursue peace. Usually these efforts begin in someone's living room or basement, on the street corner, or in some temporary front rental headquarters. Then the World Community Center was founded in 1975, and they quickly set up at that address I told you. At long last, the dream to have a home for these various organizations crystallized. Peace, justice, and global community organizations now have a home, a prominent location from which to organize, mobilize, and move the world towards greater justice. Once again, a bunch of opaque sayings that is built upon a liberal ideology. This is layer upon layer upon layer. You want to stop young black men going into jail and killing each other? How about letting them have a family? How about not making it conducive for their family to break up? How about getting out of the way and letting business proliferate? Yes, watch and see how many black people they will hire. Because when business is booming, they don't care who comes to work for them. They're not out there, you know, there's no litmus test. Are you black? Denied. They're not. Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Here's what's going to happen because of all of these organizing entities that are in there. They're looking for demanding social justice and all of this other stuff. This is another liberal subterfuge, and it's going to get some regular people killed. It's going to get some regular people killed, and then they're going to hold that up because these guys are going to be going in there and stirring the pot and getting everybody whipped into a fevered frenzy, and some regular people are going to charge the police, and they're going to get gunned down. And if you charge the police, if you're coming at them with bottles and Molotov cocktails and bats and guns and everything else, you're going to get shot at. This no longer has anything to do with Michael Brown. This is one of these never let a crisis go to waste moments. That's what this is about. And unfortunately, some regular people that have been whipped into a frenzy for the wrong reason. They're tired, they're frustrated, they see things happening. They believe what they hear about it, and they're going to die because of it. Because of these folks. Because of these people. These advancement people. All because Michael Brown stole cigars. That's what fomented all of this. He couldn't buy some cigars. The cigars, you know, cigars can be expensive. I bought a box of cigars before and paid $200 for it. And enjoyed each and every one of those when I smoked them. However, the box he was grabbing was about $40. But he wanted to roll a bunch of blunts. He had drugs in his system. And he decided he would fight a cop. He was a strong arm robber. He decided to fight a cop, and there is a price to pay for that. But none of this is good. Anything that happens in Ferguson now will have nothing to do with Michael Brown. Let's flip into the next hour. Coming up next, Robert Patton from SheathUnderwear.com. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.